You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Canty in for Key of Canty and Carlin fame.
Come on, CC.
Oh, what about winning a Super Bowl, Max? Am I famous for that, too?
Backyard barbecue music, okay. CC. You ever have those
parties?
My dad just had the hands up in the air like this. Barely moving.
James
Brown. Barely moving to James.
With that uncle that can't quite walk right, he's got a little cane, but when James Brown come on, he gets
the cane goes down, he can move.
He can move a little bit.
It's like Yoda in the new Star Wars. Hold on, man. He got a 50-inch vertical? What the hell just happened?
Look at you with the plug for the company. How about that?
No, just little you. Things.
Is that the new Star Wars? That's the old Star Wars. By now it's old. It's not the original Star Wars.
Not the original
Star Wars. I was watching an episode of The Mandalorian with my daughters the other day, and the new little Baby Yoda did the same thing.
Baby Yoda.
Pulled the same stunt at a 50-foot vert.
I actually prefer Baby Yoda to old Yoda.
Yeah.
Am I wrong for that?
I like old Yoda. I just like...
You like old Yoda?
Original old Yoda. I didn't like the CGI Yoda.
Strong the forces.
Look at you. I
love Yoda, man. That's my thing. I scared my kids on Halloween because I was like a 6'1" Yoda. They're like, damn, Yoda's real. I'm like, yeah, just tall Yoda.
Ryan Clark tweeted something about, like, you know, how he came to the realization there's no real try. It's either you do or you don't. And I was like, he just watched The Empire Strikes Back? That was
try me.
No, he's like, no, it's this. They just played it. Our
guys or do not. There is no try.
There is no try. I remember seeing that thinking, what the hell is he talking about? Of course there's a try. Yoda's like the most gangster coach, just always
dissing
everybody.
Not really, because in the world of sports, you don't get an A for trying. You either won a chip or you failed.
Yeah.
Absolutes. Nobody gives you credit for getting there.
If you're getting ready to fight Darth Vader, boy, you better either do it or don't.
Yeah, force is real.
It's real. Not real, actually.
That's a catch line.
The force.
May the force be with you.
Catchphrase, right? Movie line,
may the force be with you. Is a
catchphrase, right?
But whose catchphrase is it? It's more of
Yoda's. May the force be with you.
But it's everyone's. See what I mean? A catchphrase should be unique to the individual.
Yoda originated.
You think Yoda originated? Yeah, you think he was the original BC. Jedi?
Yes.
The force will be with you.
No.
I thought it was Obi-Wan.
The Jedi have been around for 1,000 generations. Yoda's only like 800-900 years old. It couldn't have been Yoda.
You mean Obi-Wan?
I don't know. I'm just saying from the original Star Wars movies, wasn't the first time we heard it from Obi-Wan?
Yeah, but who did Obi-Wan learn from?
Yeah.
Yoda.
It's true.
Come on, guys. What do we need, a history lesson here? What's going on?
I don't have it all right in my head, Jay.
Jason Tatum.
I used to hit people in the head for a living for over a decade. So.
Jason Tatum scored. By the way, not only did he used to do that, but then when I said Chris Canty and Carlin fame, you got salty because I didn't give you props on the Super Bowl? I'm trying to plug your show.
You said of Canty and Carlin fame.
I'm trying to plug your show.
Okay. And you just called him Chris Carlin, by the way. I heard you.
First of all, I've given you many props. You know I'm very grateful for that. Anyone who's on that team, you give me a Super Bowl in this town, you're good.
He called you Chris Carlin, can't he? I just want you to
I heard it. The disrespect from Max Kellerman this morning. It's not just confined to Kevin Durant. He's giving it to everybody. He gave you disrespect. He's giving me disrespect. That's why I call him the Aaron Rodgers of sports radio.
Guys emerging from the darkness on a Friday.
You won't find me in a darkness retreat. Nope. Jason Tatum. Drop 40. Jaylen Brown dropped 30. The Celtics destroy the Bucks, 140-99. Celtics shot 22 of 43 from three. And now they're two games behind the Bucks in the East. I don't know, Jay, like,
let me ask you guys.
I look at the schedule, man. You're playing the second of back-to-back, five games in 7 nights. I'm not worried about a loss there if I'm the Bucks.
Look, we've been talking about this all morning long. To me, this is all about the Celtics dominate the game last night. Four games in 6 days, Max, right? Mm-hmm. So
5 out of 7, yeah.
All right, 5 out of 7. So for me, it comes down to can the Celtics get the one seed? But Chris Canty, I want to evolve the conversation. You ready?
I'm ready.
If we were starting the playoffs today, according to seedings, okay, it would mean that the Celtics would have to go through the Miami Heat, which they have to claw. That went to a seven-game series.
That was a seven-game series last year.
Last year, okay. And then they would play against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Mm.
Give me the odds here on what you think. What is more realistic? If Philly, the loser of that series, do they break up? Because if Philly loses that series in the Eastern Conference semifinals, is that the last we're going to see of Doc Rivers? Is that the last we're going to see of Joel Embiid with the Philadelphia 76ers? Could he demand a trade?
It's probably the last we're going to see of Doc. I don't know if it's the last we're going to see of Embiid, but you got to wonder what's going to happen with James Harden.
Does he get the new contract? Does he get the big deal?
Yeah, exactly. So I do think it's a loser go home and will never be the same again type of scenario. But if you're Philly right now, because you're the 3 seed, you're looking at a first round matchup with the Brooklyn Nets, and no disrespect to Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson.
Oh,
I'm saying. They just ain't ready. So you're talking about them being able to advance to the semifinals in short order. And let's not pretend like that series with the Celtics, if they match up against the Heat, is only going to be a 4 or 5 game series. That's going to be a fight. Miami has proven that they're going to take their pound of flesh in the postseason. So I don't know, man. Even with home court advantage, that would be a tough second round matchup for the Boston Celtics.
Agreed. And so the question, we had Brian Windhorst on the show 2 days ago, and we talked about Celtic fans should be praying for Jaylen Brown to make all NBA, because if he makes all NBA, he can sign a supermax.
You think he does make all NBA?
He's on my all NBA team.
Forward?
As a forward, yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, he's a two, three, whatever.
You'll see what happens. I mean, you'll see who they give it, LeBron or Kevin Durant, if there's legacy involved in this or what. I mean, it's still up to the voters. But if he doesn't make all NBA, then it's highly unlikely he's going to sign his extension, which means he'll be a free agent in 2024. Now, if you know you're losing somebody, Chris Canty, in 2024, because they're giving you a lot of signs, do you make a trade so, you know, to get assets in return to replenish a guy that you're not going to be able to keep, right? And give the illusion to another franchise that hopefully they can lure him into staying with that franchise and being their number one guy. So that's why I think there's a lot on the line here. If we were to stay according to the seedings and those teams
let's
were to meet in the Eastern Conference.
I'll take it a step further. Even if Jaylen Brown extends, if they come up short this postseason, like I still don't see a world where it's off the table that he doesn't try to force his way out of town.
Not
like
if he's $100 million on the table, man. An extra $100 million.
No, get the deal and force
the
trade.
Max, you're not listening to me. Even if he extends with the Boston Celtics, it's not as if Jaylen Brown can't go to them and say, I want to be traded out of there.
That's true.
It's not impossible. We just saw it with Kevin Durant.
But I want to go.
We literally just saw it.
I want to go back to, like, is this like something's going to change for either the Bucks or the 76ers or the Celtics, right? I agree with you, Chris, that if something changes in Philly, it feels like it'll be Doc. I don't know about the roster. If I'm the Philly, I might like the major pieces on that roster.
You giving James Harden to Max?
No, but I would give him a lot, though. James Harden's very, very good when he's on the floor still.
I agree.
And remember what I said earlier about how no one could have beaten that Golden State team? The crazy thing about Harden, and D'Antoni for that matter, that whole thing they were doing in Houston, they hosted a Game 7 against that. I mean, it was the following season, but it was basically the same team.
Mm-hmm.
They hosted a Game 7, only lost by single digits, and missed almost every three they took, and it was without Chris Paul. Like, Harden was a lot, and he's still really, really good. But I do feel like the Celtics, because of the whole stuff with Jaylen Brown, you just said, even with a supermax, Chris, you're speculating, he could still force out. It's true. Like, this version of the Celtics, this might be it if they don't get it done.
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it was really funny. people act like, and I've heard agents say this, man, like to my face. Look, we're going to sign a Supermax. Things will go, if things don't go well in a year or two, we out. You grab the bag, yeah, and then you, it puts more pressure on the franchise.
Harden did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then buy.
And that's a, and Jay, it's an awfully big bag with 5 years, $285 million.
A lot of money.
Let's talk about whether he could, like, when we talk about all NBA, you could be first, second, or third team. So there are 15 spots, two forward, two guard, right? And then one, do they still have the center?
Yes. Or is it just okay. One center.
Or, okay, so
that's the problem with Joel Embiid and Jokic.
Yeah, got
both considered centers.
So in his case, though, in Jaylen Brown's case, because there are four spots between guard and forward, and there's no distinction between point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, you really got four times three, which is 12 slots that he could fit into, Jaylen Brown, for the purposes of the voting, right? So can you think of 11 guys or 12 guys who would be ahead of him this year for first, second, or third team?
Jason Tatum, Giannis, probably
there's two. Even if LeBron and KD get legacy stuff,
Kevin Durant,
four.
Sabonis?
Maybe Sabonis.
Sabonis?
But that's
as
close.
As a forward? I mean, he's right there. Forward. I mean, LeBron? I mean,
by the way, you can count point guards. Steph Curry, too, right? Because, like, it's
guards. Well, that's guards.
But
or are
still,
we talking about forwards? Are we talking about forwards or guards?
But what I'm saying is because you could vote for him, I would imagine, at the two or the three. And because they don't
I
make
would
it
tell everybody, please vote for me at the three.
Got it.
Vote what for I'm me forward. As a forward,
but, please. But you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Okay. Because they don't make a distinction between point guard and shooting guard for the purpose of all NBA
yes,
voting,
just
right?
Guards.
Or small and power forward. And because Jaylen Brown can be a two, a shooting guard or a small forward, there are actually 12 guys who need to be voted in ahead of him. If you can't name 12 dudes who you think are going to be voted ahead of him, he's going to get the Supermax.
I agree.
I don't know if I could name 12.
There's a lot of guards, though, Max. I mean, there's a lot of guards. I'm just
Lillard.
Sitting there thinking about it. Luka Dame,
oh,
SGA,
too many guards.
Yeah, there's
John
too
Morant.
Many guards.
There's
you're
a
right.
lot of guards, though.
So six are right off the board immediately.
Yeah, there's a
in.
Lot of guards.
So you're right. So you're really talking about forwards. You need yeah. to name you need
so
to name
forwards.
six forwards.
Julius Randle?
Four.
I'd rather have Jaylen Brown, but Julius
having
a good
Jaylen
year.
Jaylen Brown, too. I'm just throwing out names. I mean, I think he's going to make it, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
because you have LeBron and KD, you have Sabonis, you have Giannis, Jason Tatum. They're all forwards.
A lot of guys. Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler is a forward.
You could, I mean, could be. Baseball is back. Tune in tomorrow as the reigning champion Astros host the White Sox. Coverage begins at 1:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Can David beat Goliath, KJM?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mon?
Monica?
Monica, are you there?
Monica.
Did we lose you, Monica? Uh-oh. Then we lost her. How did we lose her when we didn't have her?
I don't know. exciting to talk about the women's tournament right now because I feel like, guys, something's happened. This happened to me with tennis. I mentioned this the other day when they went to the graphite rackets and the men's game just got to be serve, serve, serve. I thought the women's game became more interesting. It felt like there was more sizzle to it. It was more fun to watch. It feels this year like something just happened.
You have the most.
I don't understand the analogy or the parallel that you're trying to make, Max.
Okay, well, I'm about to do it. It seems to me something just happened recently where a change in things has led to a situation where the marquee matchup this year is on the women's side of the bracket, right? It's like in the women's bracket. I feel like the biggest, most sizzle game that we have in either tournament is on the women, is South Carolina.
You potentially have a person who is the biggest brand in college basketball right
now. Yeah, that's
Caitlin Clark.
I feel
right?
That's going what I'm
saying.
Going
against Aaliyah
Boston
and Dawn Staley and undefeated season. What? Yes.
Something has happened recently, like this tournament, where I'm like, actually, of all the games I want to see, Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston, right? Like, that's the Monica, are you there?
I'm here, I think. Hi, guys.
There she is. So what is?
I was singing to you guys last time. I'm sadly got disconnected. But what's up? Let's go. Let's do it, Max.
What does Caitlin Clark, who's oh my God, look what she's doing, have to do? Like the incredible player have to do to beat the incredible team led by someone who Dawn Staley was on this show saying, as great as her numbers are, Aaliyah Boston is more than the numbers, right? Like what? So
yeah.
What happens here?
By the way, Monica, too, I just want to state so people at home can know the team that is 36-0. Undefeated.
Yeah.
That
right.
team.
Trying to be the 10th undefeated team to do it. What do you think, Monica?
Okay. Yeah. Whoa, there's a whole lot happening there. Here's the deal, y'all. Like, Caitlin is dynamic. We can't take anything away from that. But the best team by far is the team that you mentioned is now in pursuit of victory number 42 consecutively going back to last year's national championship and starting the NCAA tournament. So what would Iowa need to do, and Caitlin in particular? If Caitlin has an efficient day, if the assists and the rebounds are well into double digits, that to me is their best offense. Like Dawn Staley said to us yesterday as we were preparing, we know Caitlin's going to eat. We don't want her to have an appetizer and an entree, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think when you look at this squad, South Carolina has a plethora of long, rangy defenders that they can put on Caitlin individually. And we were arguing about this yesterday as a team, not arguing, but discussing this yesterday. If your philosophy is just to make it as difficult on Caitlin, fine, right? That was Louisville's philosophy as well. Didn't necessarily do it as well, and they allowed everybody else to get off. The thing with South Carolina is they can put a defender on her, and they can guard everybody else. And so I just think that this is a team with too much depth and too much size, and the team comes before the single performance for as dynamic as Caitlin is. And that's no knock against her. I just don't think Iowa in totality can keep up.
Monica, when we look at the secondary stars in this matchup, Monica Zanata and Zaya Cook, who has more pressure on them in order to get their team to advance to the finals?
You know, Candy, I get the pressure thing is a question in sports, but I don't think either one of them are playing in pressure. I was there for the first time since 1993. South Carolina is the favorite. I mean, I guess if you want to go pressure, you go South Carolina in terms of maintaining the legacy, and everybody has picked this team to go back-to-back. I guess if you want to go there. But let me tell you, one thing about those South Carolina girls and Iowa, both of these teams are so loose. I think Zaya's growth as a point guard and someone who kind of is the extension of Dawn on the court, like, Zaya's just cool. And even Dawn said it. And it's funny because Dawn is like, not crying, but already sort of mourning this group losing its senior class because she's like, I trust them. She basically told us, like, if they're not razzled, I'm not razzled. And so then she said, I very rarely have to get after it, to which the girls quickly corrected her and was like, no, that's not true because versus Maryland, you threw that clipboard down. She was upset. So I don't really jump up and down about the pressure thing, but I guess I would say South Carolina in terms of a destiny-fulfilled opportunity.
So, you know, let's talk about some characters in this, and Angel Reese is one of them for LSU. Obviously, they're going against Virginia Tech. I mean, what can't she do on the court, Monica? What do you see from Reese's style of performance, also in how they're coached at LSU, that makes them a true contender?
Well, Jay, I think Kim is fantastic. I think what Kim has done in her second year with 9 transfers is to be heralded. However, if you guys remember – her third quarter interview in the Elite Eight game, she basically told America to turn the game off because the offense was terrible. You know, terrible offense tends to follow her squad just a bit. And so for as wonderful as Angel has been, averaged a double-double in SEC play, is the leader of this squad, both in terms of her activity on the court and her voice. This team has to find some offense because I just am not sure that they can contend with Virginia Tech's ability to defend as well as Virginia Tech's offense, right? And maybe Angel is dynamic. She's a very different post player than her counterpart versus Virginia Tech, which will be Liz Kitley. But Angel's just quick off the ground. She's so athletic. Some folks have pointed out a little chuck and duck strategy. But, you know, either way, you miss, you clean it up. Like, the basket still counts. And so she's just a great big personality. She's been really great for the game. I know we talked to all of them about the viewership being up, and they are all so proud to be a part of that.
And talking to Monica McNutt here on KJM ESPN Radio. Monica, so I started the segment by talking about it feels to me, now, it's not just that the ratings are up, that something is different, like there, or this is like a kind of a like a tipping point moment. It feels to me like so far in the either tournament, men's or women's, the marquee matchup is the one we're about to get, you know, with South Carolina, Caitlin Clark against the incredible team. Do you feel that too? I mean, as someone who's is there a sense that something is different now or just having a good year?
You know, Max, I think the times are changing. I think that the investment in women's sports and the interest is growing. I don't think that we've arrived by any means, but I do think that this year it's a perfect culmination of really talented teams and a really talented player, obviously, in Caitlin Clark, and the marketing and the efforts that have been sincerely put behind the women's game. I mean, last year the championship was on ABC. This year the championship will be on ABC. We've got all three ESPN networks working between the traditional broadcast and the Bird and Tarazi broadcast tonight. Like, marketing partners are here in Dallas out the wazoo. Like, I think it's the perfect storm in terms of companies being sincere in their support of women, right, with their marketing dollars. And then we got talent that is also catching the eyeballs of even the casual fan. I'll tell you, since I've been in Dallas, well, one time was in New York before I left, and then since I've been in Dallas, I mean, these are, like, really cool 60-year-old white guys, like, that are like, hey, like, you're a basketball analyst, aren't you? Like, we've really enjoyed watching y'all in the women's tournament. And so these are folks that I'm not typically expecting to get a compliment from, but, like, the eyes are now there and the interest is there. And so I think, I know our crew at ESPN, we had our big meeting last night, Pat Lowry, Michael Schiffman, Beth Chappell, like, everybody's so excited and so proud, especially for those guys that have been on this project way back when they were begging for, you know, SportsCenter to run a highlight or, like, people to take interest. And now we've got all types of asks. And so I think it's really the culmination of a perfect storm, and it's a glimpse of what we can see moving forward, because women's basketball players are getting more and more talented. The equity and the interest and the support from big-time companies needs to be here to stay.
Really cool 60-year-old white guys. Hear that, guys? Another 10 years, I'm going to be there. Thank you, Monica.
All right, Monica, good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, one of the greatest college players of all time. Let me tell you something. I got a better intro for you. One, this is a player who Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, when he was originally a panelist on Around the Horn and I was the original host, once said, fate of the universe on the line. And he had to take any one player at the time who ever played basketball, he would take our next guest. That is coming up, KJM, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are joined now by ESPN college basketball analyst and basketball Hall of Famer, the great Bill Walton.
Bill,
what are your thoughts on – go ahead, Jay.
What happened to the Conference of Champions, Bill?
They tell me this town ain't got no heart. All you got to do is poke around. I'm in Houston. It's looking great here. It's like Hawaii, just warm, beautiful, rainbows, puffy clouds, trees blowing in the light winds here. I'm on location with Clyde Drexler, where dreams become reality, where we come to grow, and where the deal goes down. And as I look over Discovery Green from my hotel, right in the middle of everything, I can only think of the Lewis and Clark expedition as we come to the promised land to determine the fate of the known world. And right outside my window, there's a big sign that says, come ready to play. Yeah. I want to thank Jay Williams, though, for speaking up for Giannis as the MVP of the NBA. Absolutely incredible. We come to the celebration of goodness and hope, opportunity, and purpose with pride, loyalty, and gratitude here at the Final Four. Yet again, on the way in, on the plane ride in, I watched the new Reggie Jackson movie on Prime. Oh my gosh, don't miss that one. The family reunion that we're having here at the Final Four is always spectacular. The new Hall of Fame class, which is sure to include Dirk and Powell and Dwayne Wade and Tony Parker and Greg Popovich. The Naismith Award breakfast on Sunday morning, really one of the highlights. The March Madness Music Festival, the Fan Fest, AT&T, it's all happening. We have so many loyalties, Jay and Max. During this tournament, all our children went to schools like Harvard and LSU, which sadly didn't make the tournament this year. But Princeton, UCLA, Arizona, and San Diego State sure did. And we are here. We are here at the Final Four, and we're going down the road feeling fine. We will get by. We will survive. So many wonderful games. Princeton, K-State, the Novell show going on at MSG, Fairleigh Dickinson, the Tennessee-Duke game. I know that broke Jay's heart. And then the Arkansas-Kansas game. Oh, my gosh. So much to talk about, so little time. How are you folks doing today? I'm alive, and I'm on ESPN Radio. Let's
Bill Walton, ladies and gentlemen, you just took us through the Final Four, the Reggie movie, the Basketball Hall of Fame. What about UConn? Like, when people look at the men's tournament right now, you look at the margin of victory and stuff like that, there seems to be a sentiment it's their tournament to lose. How do you feel about it?
I love UConn. And UConn has won 4 championships in the last 24 years, and more than anybody else, including victories against Duke. And so, Jay, that was a little elbow to your midsection there. And so, here, I had the privilege at PK85 Thanksgiving Feast Week on ESPN of calling the UConn romp through PK85. And I was so impressed with everything. I've known the Hurley family forever. Bob and I, we are relatively the same age. His 2 children, Bobby and Dan, just absolutely incredible. Their sister, remarkable in every way, on and off the court. And what UConn brings is a championship mentality backed up by talent. Yes, Sanogo is really good, and yes, Jordan Hawkins is fantastic. But when I look at that team, when they have guys like Alex Caravan, Donovan Clingan, Clingan won the MVP of the PK85 coming off the bench and maybe playing about 13 minutes a game. He changes everything. And then Andre Jackson, who is a remarkable player, and he does so many things And what I look for in teams, and the great coaches are able to do this, and John Calipari, just absolutely spectacular. His teams, they play hard, they're in shape, they play together, and they play to win, and that's what UConn does. And so when you got an Andre Jackson who has Richard Jefferson-like athleticism and a concept of how to play, and Andre Jackson, he plays to make other people better. And he's got such great supporters out there. Tristan Newton in the backcourt. Joey Calcaterra comes in. You know, he's a California guy who was at USD. I followed his career forever. And this is a really, really solid team. But the other teams are fantastic and are capable of winning. And that's what they have done. One of the things that's really stood out to me in this tournament is the calm, poised nature of the coaches. Far too often we see coaches who think they're doing something by wildly gesturing and running up and down and jumping up and down and yelling and barking. And I like the poised coaches like John Wooden, Lenny Wilkins, Jack Ramsey, Red Auerbach, Casey Jones, and all these different guys that come in, and you see what Dusty May has done. Dusty, anybody named Dusty, I'm for that guy. How do you get a name like Dusty? And then Jim Larrañaga. I mean, 73 years old. He's even older than I am. But what he has done in terms of shaping this program, the program that was really put on the map, you know, 50-plus years ago when Rick Barry, one of the all-time great players and people, one of my absolute best friends, when he did there. But Jim Larrañaga, he's got a team that can play offense. And so they have a real chance. They're a resilient team. They're not a deep team, Miami, but they're a great second half team. And when you've got guys that can fill it up like Jay Williams used to be able to do, then you've got a real chance. They don't have a lot of size. Omir, he is really a solid player. But beyond that, you know, Poplar's excellent. Pack, Wong, Miller, the perfection guy, and then Joseph. But will they be able to hold up against this UConn team that has so many different players? They've had a great run. You know, Drake was an anomaly. Indiana, they pounded them, Big Ten. They get all their players in, and then they lose all their teams in the tournament, and then they lose in the first round every year. They just took it to Houston. They took it to Texas, and were clearly the better team. But now they've got to come up against UConn, and the way that Klingon changes everything, because he's so skilled and so big, and he doesn't make foolish, silly mistakes. He keeps his feet. He doesn't have to jump. He's just 7'2". He's got those arms, those Kevin McHale arms. And he's just able to have a huge impact on both ends of the court. And then Sanogo just keeps wearing you down. He gets to the free throw line. He's patient. He's calm inside. It's all a fantastic result of the beautiful coaching. And then you've got the other game there with Dusty May coming in with Florida Atlantic against San Diego State. Now, Florida Atlantic, this is a deep, athletic, versatile, interchangeable squad that shoots a ton of threes and plays nine guys here. They had a good run. You know, early on, people didn't know about it, but these guys win the games, and that's what it's about. They're champions like Jay Williams is, but they took care of Memphis. They pounded a really hot Fairleigh Dickinson squad, and then just Tennessee was on fire. What Tennessee did to Duke, oh, my gosh. And then they took K-State and Novell out, too. So don't ever discount them. But playing against San Diego State, which is the team where I grew up. I grew up 1 mile, 1 mile from San Diego State University. And my mom went to San Diego State, class of 1947. She's passed away 15 months ago. Our son, Chris, and his wife, Gina, they both went to San Diego State. They have three children, three of our 14 grandchildren, and they were the captain of the basketball team, Chris was, and Gina was the captain of the women's soccer team, and they're flying in for this spectacular weekend of celebration, of goodness, of kindness, of opportunity, and all the different things that have gone down here with this San Diego State team, which is a lot of players, a lot of size. When I was watching San Diego State play Alabama, I'm thinking to myself, this is the most physically athletic and imposing team I've ever seen in the history of college basketball. It looks like they belong all in the NFL. And so here it was with Mensah and Ladie and a rope. And then Keyshawn Johnson, Matt Bradley. These guys are so physically fit. Lamont Butler and Darian Trammell and Micah Parrish, if he could only make a shot. And Adam Seiko, I'm just so happy that they were able to win that game after he threw that pass. Oh, my gosh. And so here it is now, San Diego State, this team, which now you have to play as the favorite when the Aztecs come in and play as favorites against Florida Atlantic here. And so the key for San Diego State to win is to know how to handle the pressure, to come and realize that it's not just defense. Defense at this level is a constant. You have to be able to fill it up offensively, and that's where you need the great guy. Now, Trammell has bailed them out. Butler has bailed them out. They're going to need more from Jaden Ledee, the Aztecs are. They're going to need more from Arope. They're going to need more from Keyshawn Johnson and have this team. Now, Keyshawn Johnson, isn't he part of this radio show? And he's also playing for the Aztecs?
He's on vacation.
I can't figure all that out.
All right.
He's on vacation?
Yes, at the moment. At the moment. Bill Walton, ladies and gentlemen, we got to pay some bills too. Bill Walton, ladies and gentlemen, is working on location. Go to NCAA.com/VIP for more information. Thank you, Bill.
Jay, I miss you. Max,
miss you too, buddy.
Let's
likewise.
Go.
Likewise.
Congrats on the movie, too, coming out, Bill. Congrats on the movie, too, coming out, buddy.
Bill Walton, Clyde Drexler, where dreams become reality.
Let's go, baby. Let's
come
go.
Bill Walton was Bob Ryan's answer on Around the Horn 20 years ago. If he had one game to win, fate of the universe on the line, and you're doing a draft, the first guy he was taking was Bill Walton, who was the MVP of the league, having played 69 games and one of the greatest college players of all time. All right. Final four is here. Who wins and why? It's coming up, KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Lock It In is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. So what are we doing here for Lock It In, Nuno?
Jay's going to hit us with some information on the Final Four.
All right, so I'll go with the 5 seed versus the 4 seed on CBS tonight. That game is at 8:49 p.m. Look, Miami obviously has a veteran team. Wong is one of the best scorers there is in college basketball. We just had the infamous Bill Walton on our show talking about how much he appreciates their style and Jim Larrañaga, their head coach. But UConn is the best team, I think, left out of these Final Four teams. And defensively, they have guards that can get up and after you. So I'm going to take UConn to cover. They are 5.5-point favorites. I will take them to cover. I'll also take the under tonight.
Jay,
that's my lock.
Jay, that game's not tonight.
Tomorrow's April 1st.
Tomorrow's April 1st. I swear today is April 1st. I'm yelling at me back tomorrow.
Why are you rushing past today?
I don't know.
Oh, I know why. You're traveling today.
Yeah, I'm traveling. I want tomorrow to be today so I can just watch hoops tonight.
See, Jay's got 3 small kids, so you're already at the hotel in your mind. You're sleeping in. Yeah, I get it.
Nobody jumping in my bed at 5 in the morning.
What you got, Chris?
Oh, for my lock of the night, Lock of night. Same game parlay. Denver Nuggets, Phoenix Suns. We're going to go with the Suns laying the 8.5. We're going to take the combined points over 227. And we're going to go with Devin Booker over on 28.5
over
points.
28.
What's the juice on that, Nuno? What do we got?
Plus 489.
Plus 489. Go ahead and lock that in. That's going to happen. Get yourself some money going into the weekend.
Okay.
I'll go to the same game that you took, Jay, but I think that they cover. I think Miami. I think it's going to be a –
You think Miami covers?
I think it's going to be a close – I think this is UConn's close call.
Just the one thing to pay attention to, Final Four, though, I've seen it happen all the time. In the game fouls. I'm just telling you, you know what I mean, CC? Like one team being up two, foul. Yeah.
You think you won the
throw,
bet? Yeah.
You think you won the bet?
All
right. Here we go.
All right. You want to take some calls? People have been waiting to talk about KD.
Oh, really?
Let's do this. Let's do a lightning
Who's
round
been waiting
of calls.
To talk about KD?
People. The people.
Don't,
gotta be
don't ask
people.
Us how we're doing. Don't say, hey, guys,
Thank
come
you.
In exactly with your point.
You know what? I've got to do this ruthless stuff I do on Max and Marcellus, all right? If you say what's up, you're getting dropped. We know you like the show, blah, blah, blah. You wouldn't be calling. We're going to say your name. We're going to say where you're from. Go. Ready? But we got to be disciplined with this, Nuno. If they say what's up, got to drop them.
Nuno, you ready?
Well, just real quick, Pat's actually the one that's going to be dropping them.
All right,
so,
Pat? Yeah. Got it? Are we all on the same page? Desmond in South Carolina, you're on KJM. Chris Canty in for Keyshawn today. What you got?
KD, Chris and Jay, y'all giving KD too much of a pass. Y'all know on competition matters, and he locks out of the competition by going to the Warriors. And I'd like to say, with the MJ and LeBron debate, MJ needs better competition in terms of with the debate because he never beat a great opponent. That's all.
Hmm. Oh, no, he beat a 60. Wow. Beat a 60 win.
That's
Orlando
a whole other
Magic
conversation.
Team.
I don't even think we got enough time to
Shaq
get to that.
Next caller, Max. Let's
yeah,
go.
Sonics won 64.
Keep
beat them in
stop
six.
Being
same season.
A Michael Jordan apologist.
David and Flint. I don't apologize. But David and Flint, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio. Go.
Man, it's like the Fox and the Grapes, Aesop fable, man. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't understand.
He know he can't do nothing about his legacy right now. Oh. So it says the moral of the story is the Fox wanted the grapes. He couldn't get them. Now they sour. So the moral of the story is there are many who pretend to despise and belittle that which is beyond their reach.
Uh-huh. I get what he's saying. Yeah. I get what he's saying. Sure.
I thought that was Aristotle calling. I had no idea. Yeah,
but that
it took me a minute to understand where he was going with it, but I appreciate
it.
I get the sentiment.
When you start, that's what I meant. Like you start laying you start making the bed for a soft landing. I don't think that's what he's doing. But I could hear, where someone would interpret it that way. That's the way I interpreted it.
Seven games in the year of 2023.
I'm with you, Jay. I think ultimately he's saying I do the work, the legacy. You know, we decide that later.
Yes.
Raphael in North Carolina, you're on KJM ESPN Raphael. Radio.
Hey, I'm calling. Just wanted to say I think Boston is superior to the Bucks. The last five games they played, going back to game six in the playoffs, that was in Milwaukee. Tatum dropped 46 and beat Giannis. Game seven, Boston beat Milwaukee. Going back to this year, Christmas Day, Boston beat them by 20. The game that Milwaukee won in March, Brown, Tatum, Smart, Horford didn't play. Boston almost beat them in overtime, missing four starters. That was in Milwaukee. And Boston won last night by 40. The last five games, outside the one in March, Boston is averaging 20-plus points in beating Milwaukee. Boston is 6-1 against Milwaukee and the Sixers this year.
How about Celtics that? How about that skid? How about that skid Boston went on? What happened there?
Well, I mean, it happens. For whatever reason, it seems like Boston plays down to their competition. They really get up for the big teams. Like I said, they 6-1 against the Bucks and Philly this year. They're averaging 20 points a game wins against Milwaukee. There's no way you can say Milwaukee.
Yeah, but come on, man. Second of back-to-back, fifth game in seven nights. They're tired. Where's Benjamin
well,
from?
You're making a lot of excuses for the Bucks, Max. All
yeah,
I'm simply
that's right.
saying
that's
is
right. I got excuses
when
for the Bucks.
Styles make fights, and the style that the Boston Celtics play presents a problem for All Milwaukee. Right. It All just right. does.
That's true. That's All right. Benjamin in L.A., what you got?
Yes, sir. I think the writing on the wall for KD is
pretty much evidence. I'm going to agree with you, Max, on that, which I know you be saying some wild stuff sometimes, but I got to agree with your record. You know, he joined Super Teams. Well, first of all, him and Kyrie, they kind of messed their legacy up with the decisions they made. You know what I'm saying? So KD joined powerful teams that was already powerful. Does he really have those historical moments that you associate with the greatest of the great? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it's debatable when he went to Golden State, was he really the best player on that team? You know, even if you look at them finals, Curry got double-teamed a lot in them finals. Curry was setting him up, obviously Curry being the point guard, you know what I'm saying?
Benjamin, so you make like, a good point. Benjamin, you make a good point, but you're running out of time now. This has been Keyshawn J. Willimax. Chris Canty, excellent job as always.
Where's the D?
Jay, oh, I say some wild stuff apparently. Greeny coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.